often what's keeping us stuck is not a lack of faith, but unhealed fear, these false beliefs that we carry, and even some of our emotional patterns that we've never examined with God. Maybe you are somebody that just keeps praying for breakthrough, but it still feels like you're going in circles, walking in circles, or sometimes we like to say going around the same mountain. So what if it's not faith that's holding you back? Meaning like it's not lacking, but something that maybe you believed about yourself that's impacting how you show up with your relationship with God. Maybe even you're believing something about God that just isn't true. So today we're going to expose maybe the real reason you might feel stuck and how to really move forward in partnership with God and not about performance with Him. This is probably one of the number one reasons that a lot of my clients come to me when they fill out the consultation form. It's just this like, I feel stuck. Help me see something that I cannot see right now. I feel like I've been going around this mountain and I need to go somewhere new. And I get it. Before we get into that today though, I don't know if you know this, but I have a self-paced coaching program. The title of this program is called Untangle Your Thoughts. It's a self-paced program to overcome negative thought patterns and learn emotional regulation. And this is really for you if you're tired of overthinking, you're tired of the self-doubt, and most importantly, you're tired of the emotional exhaustion. This would be a great step, say, if you know that you want coaching, one-on-one coaching, but you're just not there yet. I want to offer that you go ahead and go through this self-paced program because it's really going to help you learn powerful tools to reframe and renew your thoughts. It's going to help you get to the root of your belief systems about yourself, your others, and God, but it's also going to help you to start thinking, feeling, and living in the truth. But this is not another spiritual band-aid for you. This is about real breakthrough, getting to the root. And what I love to be able to provide you with in this program is assignments, meaning you get to go through worksheets and deep questions with the lessons. And as a listener, I'm actually for the month of June going to be doing 50% off. You heard me right. 50% off of this self-paced program. So if you've been eyeing it up, looking at it, it's only for you. I'm not posting it anywhere else. So to get the program, you're going to have to go to the show notes and click the link because I'm making it super easy for you. So there's no code to remember. All you have to do is go to the show notes, click the link for the program, and you're going to see it in bold and you're going to get 50% off. And maybe you need to hear this, but you don't need more information. You need tools that actually make a difference in your daily life. So go pick up the program, get started, get it for 50% off. And guess what? I'm going to be updating it as well this summer. So that means you almost get like two programs for the price of one. Okay, now let's get to the topic today. Have you ever asked yourself, why am I struggling with this? I thought I gave it to God. I know how frustrating that could be because I've done this, because we know God is able, but our hearts still feel heavy. Or maybe you're caught kind of in this cycle of fear, anxiousness, procrastination, and you just start to wonder, like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's wrong with me? Or just maybe you feel maybe you're in this cycle of punishment or disappointment. But let me just say this. God is not withholding your healing, growth, or peace from you. Sometimes what's keeping us stuck is something within us that needs attention. Not something out of us that needs a change. This is something that I work with on my one-on-one clients so much. And I, of course, touch on this in the program, the self-paced program, but we get so focused on fixing our outside, meaning getting the right planner, doing all the right workouts, trying to figure out what to eat, getting the right job, just, you know, whatever it is, I'm adding some things in there, that we never actually focus on the root, like, why can't I seem to stick to this way of eating? Or why do I seem to not bounce back here very well? Like there's something deeper going on. Let me share a quick story from my own life. There was a season when I kept feeling stuck in my body. I did a podcast episode on this at the beginning of the year, but I feel like the Lord is really starting to open my eyes to kind of just how the last 2 years have been with me inside my body. And I just didn't even realize it. I would pray, I'd plan, I was doing quote unquote all the right things. I felt like I was, but somewhere inside of me, there was something deeper going on. And I just feel like the Holy Spirit say, you're not stuck because of me. You're stuck because your eyes got off of me and focused on your body. And it just stops me. Anytime I'm reading the scripture and it talks about idols and what idols do and how it's just this false sense of safety and what we think we need. And so it wasn't this necessary lack of disobedience or laziness. It was my lack of discipline, the basics. I had swung so far to the other side of freedom that it was hurting me more than it was helping me. And if you don't know my backstory, I was an chronic overexerciser, chronic undereater for most of my life, like 37 at the time of this recording. And I would say, I would be doing good, but it wasn't until I was 34, 35. I mean, up until a couple years ago, when I was like, maybe I'm just still not eating enough. And it wasn't until recently when I started tracking my macros that I still kind of realized, oh, you just need to work some things out, Jess. And it's amazing to me. So I didn't realize how I'd been hiding myself, avoiding mirrors. So my body was different, but it didn't match how I was feeling. And that became a turning point for me, especially last year when I just stopped working out altogether. I did not lift weights, heavy weights, nothing more than 5 pounds for over a year. And I lifted no weights at all, not even 5 pounds, for over half the year. I had felt stuck in my body, really stuck. But when I started to realize I had got my eyes off of the Lord and really on my body, what I needed. So let's talk about maybe the three things that are keeping you stuck. Unhealed trauma or emotional memory. See, when something painful happens, and this is, again, personal story, I realized how much my body has stored over the years. So in, you know, childhood, past relationships, your nervous system stores that memory. You might not remember everything clearly or event, but your body reacts. It shuts down. It goes into avoidance. It starts to feel anxious, especially when something feels similar. And it's good news because it's saying, you know, your survival brain is doing its job. But spiritually, it can really block our trust in God if we're still carrying pain that He wants to heal. I just had a session with one of my clients today, and, you know, we were talking through some of the things that she's been through, relationships in the past. And I just asked her if she had ever given herself permission to feel sad about this particular thing. And she said, no. You know, it comes to this point of where I feel like I have to be okay. And she never fully gave herself permission to just be sad about it. And sometimes we need to recognize what we're storing to be able to become unstuck. Like, what are you running from? So we need to ask ourselves, what parts of my story have I never grieved with God? That's number one. So again, what could be keeping you stuck? Unhealed trauma or emotional memory. The second thing, false beliefs, huge. Beliefs impact our behavior. So we absorb lies, we repeat them. I'm not good enough. I always mess things up. I'm too sensitive. God's tired of me. How could He forgive me? I'm too far gone. You know the lies that you believe. And they kind of form these ceilings in our lives where it becomes paralyzing. It's hard to move forward. But deep down, you just don't believe that you deserve it. Now, I think that there's a difference between saying, do you think you deserve good? You might say, yeah, I think I deserve, you know, good things. But then there's another question that I ask my clients of, do you believe you deserve good things? Not do you think, but do you believe? Like, do you really believe deep down that you deserve good things? So it's kind of like almost this self-sabotage. So we need to ask ourselves, what do I believe about me that doesn't align with what God says? Number three, confusion between faith and performance. I think one of the biggest areas of growth in almost all my clients is being able to receive love and see love. Most of them have been hurt, traumatized, gone through things. We've all walked through pain, right? And then it's hard where we say, I want somebody to be kind to me. I want compliments. I don't get love. But then they'll start to tell me a situation, or I'll start to compliment them and they won't receive it. And I'll ask them, did you see what happened there? To bring them to light that I know that they want to receive love, but I don't know if yet they can see it if it was to be presented to them. Matthew 11, 28 through 29 says, come to me, all you who are weary, burdened, and I will give you rest. He doesn't say, I'm going to give you more. He doesn't say, I'm going to give you a list of things to do. So if you're stuck, it may not be because you're doing too little. It could be because you're trying so hard and you're not inviting God in the process. You're just like, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to hang back. You know, I'm going to make sure I get it right. And then I'm going to go to God. That's just not how it works. He wants to go with you through the process. So again, what could be keeping you stuck? Unhealed trauma, emotional memory, false beliefs about yourself, confusion between faith and performance. We have to ask, am I walking with God or am I trying to prove something to him? Inside of my self-paced program, that's going to be on sale again for 50% off this month. Make sure you snag it up. You have to go to the link in the show notes though to get the 50% off. Is that I really do go in depth about relationship with ourselves and relationship with God and why that is so important. Okay. Your call to action, just invite God into one of your stuck places. Not trying to fix it. Just get curious about it. Because we have to let him in. And sometimes that's where healing begins. Like, what are you denying about yourself, about your reality, about your past, about your history that you just have not said, this is what I've gone through. This has made me sad. This has made me joyful. Like, what have you not acknowledged because you're afraid to acknowledge? Maybe it feels braggy. Maybe it feels like you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, whatever it is, what are you not allowing yourself to take to God? That's your assignment today. And if you want to go deeper, I love to walk with you in coaching. You can book a free 20-minute consultation, or if you know that you're not ready for coaching, that self-paced program is there for you with 20 probably plus hours of lessons to go through and modules that's broken down very clearly. You don't have to stay stuck, okay, friend? You don't. You're not too much. And I just know that you're here, you're listening, and that means your story isn't finished. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18, 19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.